This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Facebook drops its quarterly profits report today after the markets close. We'll be watching especially for the rate of growth in advertising. But investors also want to know how Facebook can continue to expand its reach, Nova Safo reports.
At the risk of stating the painfully obvious, you have to be online to be on Facebook. And that's not always easy to do in developing countries such as those on the African continent, where the internet can be slow and expensive. Mark Mahaney of RBC Capital Markets says politics, regulation, and infrastructure all pose challenges for Facebook.
Anything they can do to remove friction between consumers around the world and the internet benefits them.
One strategy, improve internet infrastructure.
So they've identified telecommunications equipment as one more target area.
That's Rob Frieden, a telecommunications and law professor at Penn State. Facebook recently joined up with some big telecoms, including Intel and Nokia, to encourage them to create faster, cheaper networks. Mark Mahaney says Facebook is demonstrating its intention to disrupt the telecom industry to drive change.
This is like a demonstration project. Anything they can do to motivate or incentivize.
Will, Mahaney says, make it all the easier for Facebook to grow. In Chicago, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.